You are tuned in to the Nutso Bunch Podcast.
We are in the building.
Fred, hey.
Just had to touch the mic.
I had to, brother.
I don't know why. It makes no sense. But he did.
It's like my balls are going to touch my nose.
And we're 7 seconds in and we got balls. Yo, man. Breaking news. Liam McNeely, a top 15 recruit, just committed to UConn. We running it back for a three-peat, baby.
Damn, let's go. That'd be ill.
Let's go. Another five-star. Every time we get a five-star, we win a chip. So show me up. Tell me something different. Tell me something different. Liam McNeely.
Bill.
Oh, amazing time, man. Amazing, amazing time to be a UConn fan. Ah, feels good. Feels good. Fred, how's your day going, man?
It's been a great day.
It's been a great day?
It's been a great day.
Good
Friday.
Day.
Sunny out.
It is sunny out. You know? It's beautiful out, man.
Weather's about to break, man.
Yeah, next week is supposed to be in like the 70s most of the week, too, right?
Yeah. A couple days of rain, but.
A couple days of what?
Some rain.
Okay.
Be all right, though.
Yeah. Yeah. But like early on in the week, I think Monday to Wednesday is supposed to be 70s.
Oh, yeah. It's almost golfing time.
Like mid-70s. What do you mean? You've already been out there.
I went and froze my ass off last Sunday.
Ugh.
That's the fever you get when you get a new club. You don't care what the weather is. You want to go use that shit.
That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
You're willing to break your hand.
Nah, you know what's funny? It wasn't that bad until like the sixth hole. Then it started getting a little chilly. Yeah. But the rain held off. It was straight.
That's nice.
Played like crap. But I didn't even finish the first two holes.
Really?
I was like, pick my ball up. I couldn't hit anything. And then all of a sudden, that third hole... It's like riding a bike, baby.
Yep. Nice, man. Nice. Is that like the wave each year you get back into playing? Like it's tough for a little bit.
Golf is that game, brother. If you don't play it consistently, you just ain't going to be
good. But how do you do that in New England? Living in New England.
Indoor courses.
Play the same all the time. I could play only four times a year. I could play two times a year, one time a year. It doesn't matter. I'm pretty much consistent.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much consistent, too. I suck because I never played.
Get on it, brother.
You're really just wasting time.
Yo, facts.
Get
on it.
I've told my
friend. I'm about to buy this dude a 1 hour lesson just so he has to go.
I've told my friend that I'm not buying clubs if I've never played. I need to be able to hit the damn ball on the range.
Yeah, but you want your own clubs to do that with.
I need to be able to at least see if I don't suck that bad and I can actually make contact.
No.
Bro, if I'm out there looking like Charles Barkley, I'm not playing.
Ain't nobody going to see you except me and the person you're playing with.
But that's what I'm saying is... Bro, I might suck.
You think we're going to judge you knowing that you've never played?
I don't care about judging. It's more like I'm not investing, I don't know, $500 in what is about average.
Yeah, but why are you being so American right now that you want instant gratification? You want to pull the club out of the bag and then
great.
Be nasty.
I don't want to be great. I just don't want to be Barkley.
You got to go through the crap first, bro. We've all done it. Kenny did it. I did it.
Kenny sucked.
I'm sure he did. I didn't play with Kenny when he first started. You know what I mean?
I thought you were trying to.
I had a pretty bad slice in high school.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it's just over time, bro.
What's a slice? It's not pizza.
Depends on pretty much when you...
it just turns?
What side you hit from.
Yeah, what side you hit from.
So if I'm right-handed, then I would hit from?
So if you're a right-handed player and the ball
like a baseball.
If it goes off right, it's a slice. If you're a left-handed player, if it goes off left, it's a slice. It's
okay.
So slice is your opposite
way.
Hook is your inside direction.
Like
understood.
Adrian,
and then the goal is to hit straight.
Adrian has a mean slice.
It's good?
No, it's terrible. But if it went straight.
It works good on dog legs.
A lot of holes, it works out for him. But if he was able to hit it consistently straight, he's bombing 300 all day.
Okay.
I used to do some weird stuff where I would line up very out of line and just whack the
hell out
of the ball.
And it's funny because he tried to like compensate for his slice.
Mm-hmm. Then you hit it.
And then he hits it dead straight into the woods.
Uh-huh. Or you hurt somebody.
Yeah, facts. Yep.
Yeah, I got to get on it. My wife even said something about it. I'm surprised you didn't take up golf.
She just wants you to get out of the house.
No, she don't.
Facts.
No, she don't. She don't.
She's like,
trust me.
Go play a game that's going to take 2.5 no. hours.
Don't fall into her crap, bro. Don't fall into her crap. She says that because she thinks you think that's what you want to hear. No, no. Mm-hmm. She doesn't want you here, bro.
I mean.
The same way when she wants to go out, you're like, go. Go. It's the same, brother. Trust.
I mean. When I actually like go anywhere, I get cursed out. So it just
It's just that's all game, bro. It's all game. All
right.
She's happy you're gone.
Well, then I'm cool with it, man. I need to freaking start playing.
Dude, I'll tell you, I'll take you to get a set, man. I sent you that set that day. It was like $280 bucks. Tell me that's not a great deal for a top flight set. $280 for a full set.
$280 is a good place to start off, even if you suck.
$2 million.
That's what I'm saying.
You can set it. You set it back. Like
no, my thing is, what's wrong with us just going to? Hit some balls on the fucking range. So because
you're going to get these dinged up clubs that somebody else that they have there that are used and crappy. So you're not going to get a feel for it. You want your clubs that you are going to consistently play with.
So before you play anything, invest the $500.
Not even. I just told you. $280 bucks, bro, for a full set. And it's a decent set.
And you can get them cut to your sizes.
Yo, facts. Like, you can go get them sized and all that crap.
That's why you don't want to go out and swing somebody else's club. Because usually they're like, cut to their size. Yep. They're made for their height. So,
damn it.
This game ain't for the cheap, bro.
I'm not worried about being cheap.
No, I'm just saying.
I ain't worried about being cheap. I'm already broke.
Facts.
Fuck cheap.
I haven't bought a new set of clubs in over 20 years, bro.
No, I did. I'm going on, what? 8, almost 9 years with my set.
I was waiting for you. I'm like, wait, you're going on what?
8 or 9 years. Yeah, 9 years. And I just got a brand new hybrid.
Okay. They still hit straight.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Mine are. I keep my clubs in good shape.
So. You do?
Yeah.
What do you do? Have them work out?
Huh? Yes. 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 Yep. I have them bench. I have them swing by themselves.
Good. Yeah. Good. Nice. Yeah. Fucking. I don't know, man. My brain is like, I want to do it, but it's like. First time I played basketball, I didn't just go buy a ball and go shoot.
You're going
to
be.
I went to the court.
I'm going
to
tell you right now.
I had a ball and I started
as
playing.
Terrible as you are, you're going to be bad, 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 bad. And then all of a sudden,
it's just going to make sense.
You're going to get. Yo, I took Bill out. Bill never played.
Right.
I had an extra set, took him out. All of a sudden, he hit his 6-iron real good, like smacked it like crazy. I went, oh, shit. He went, oh, man. Now he wanted to just keep hitting a 6-iron. I'm like, bro, we're 100 yards out. You're not going to use your 6-iron.
Like,
iron.
That's way too far. Like, and that's another thing.
No, that's
thing.
Way
I
too close.
Yeah, way too close.
I mean, that's what I meant.
But if you know, if you got finesse, you could play that club.
Yeah, so, like,
the
there's a lot of clubs that I'll hit from.
I don't understand that either.
Like, there's certain
the
clubs for certain distances
and,
and
I don't
certain
understand
lofts.
That.
That's why you need to practice.
There you go.
Does it tell you on the club?
No.
No.
So it's not like a video game where you grab the club and it says
clubs
100
generally,
to 120
yeah, no.
yards.
But on the real, that's a good way to start because it'll tell you what clubs are
clubs
at certain
have a range.
Distances.
Yeah, they can hit a certain range because of their design and the angle that they're at. The lower the number, the less of the angle there is.
So, so what's the best, like not best, but what's the one that you start with that's the furthest out?
Driver.
Yeah, use your driver
go,
to start
like,
on
what's
the tee.
I mean, if you hit it. You like Tiger Woods, you're hitting like 340, bro. You know what I mean?
But what's like, an average, like someone like Fred?
So me, I don't swing hard. Kenny swings way harder than I do. Kenny hits his ball, his driver way better than I do.
Like so, what's
and
like,
I hit my driver really well.
You just
I just
hit it straight.
I don't swing hard. I don't even go back all the way. I come halfway. I just want a nice, smooth, consistent contact, bro.
I don't even have a full swing myself.
I'll hit the ball. I'll hit my driver probably 200 yards.
200. Okay. So if I hit it,
don't get me wrong. There's some times where it's just the contact. You don't have to swing hard. If you make
hit it at
the right contact, bro, it'll freaking coast.
Okay.
It'll coast.
Okay. So Ken, what's your average driver range?
250.
250. Okay. All right. So if I can get somewhere in between the two, you guys, then I'm not that terrible.
No. Even if you got it a little
even
less.
Even if
you
hit it straight.
If you hit it straight, you're in the right track.
If you don't have to look for your balls all the time.
Yo,
like,
facts.
You're pretty good.
Because he can hit it 250. I can hit it 200. His second shot. He's in the woods. My second shot, I'm right there.
Still on the green.
Then, you know what I mean?
The like, green in the fairway.
Yeah, exactly.
It could
I know
be like
that. I knew
it's
that
not
one.
Like that. I'm not in the fucking woods.
No. Don't disrespect us. I'll play a whole 9 holes with one ball.
Oh, really?
Yeah, word.
So you lose balls throughout the game.
Oh, yeah, you definitely do.
That's why they have water hazards and things like that, so they can recoup off their end, too. Then they
they get those balls and
I mean, unless
them?
You want to fish it out yourself.
Yeah, you're not fishing that out. But they have people to pick them all up, and then before you know it, If you need balls or whatever, and you go to the clubhouse to get some, they're being resold. Piece. You'll get like six balls for $2. They're all used balls, you know.
Dirt
what I'm saying?
Bags.
Yep.
That's some dirt bags.
A lot of times you find some good Pro V1s in there that are solid, bro, for cheap.
Okay. I don't even buy expensive balls anymore.
Nah, me neither. Nope. $20 a pack, bro.
Back when I was getting them and like playing for school.
I'm not a professional, man. I'm not getting Pro V1s all the time.
So Kim, were you like ranked in the NVL?
Hell no. I mean, I'm sure they had ranks in the NVL, and I'm sure that, like, somebody had one. I'm sure, like, no, I wasn't ranked in the NVL, I don't believe.
Did you play high school?
Yeah.
I didn't play high school. I should have.
Mm. It was the most lucrative move I could have possibly made after not making the freshman baseball team. Because, not for nothing, golf is mad expensive. I played golf 4 days a week every spring.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, I don't feel like I lost.
Facts.
Free golf balls, free tees, free tee times.
Yep. It's funny because these guys, these cats, the G team, they all caddied when we were in high school.
Oh.
So when we went to prom, the people that they caddied for let them take their cars. Nice. These cats all came to my house with the same exact Benz in different colors.
Yeah. As they should.
Yep.
That's weird. Pretty fire.
Yeah, it was dope.
No, that's fire.
No, it's weird that they all have the same Benz in different colors.
Yeah, like, it was legit the same Benz in like different colors.
That's strange.
Yeah. How did they pull that off?
Yeah, like it's like that's some, that that's, like the nah, that's the Keeping Up with the Joneses for real, for real.
Yeah. Oh, you got the new white one? Oh, I'm gonna go get the white one.
Yeah. Oh, they got the new CL350. Yeah. Oh, I gotta get one too.
The car I drove was still way better.
I went to my
and it wasn't even like a new car. It was like a 93 Mazda 929.
Oh, dog, I went to
but it had 22s on it. It was ill.
I was in a 99 Mercury Mystique.
Damn, dog.
Yeah.
Shit.
That thing snatched too. Oh my God. Talk about cars you miss, man.
Yep. Facts. And my junior my first prom that I went, my junior prom. I still didn't have a license. I drove myself to the prom.
Listen, we're riding gangsta dirty.
Life. Yeah, gangsta
yeah,
life.
Yep.
Gangsta life, okay.
I remember I was picking up Sam, a matter of fact, because he drove with us.
What did you drive in?
99 Altima. Okay. It was brand new.
No, it was 2000.
Yeah, my mom just got it.
That shit was...
What's going on over there? Oh.
My daughter's
dropping. Oh, like, yeah. Wait, isn't it carpet right here? How's it making that noise?
Nah, she's over right here. She's right on
my head.
I'm like, yo, what's going on? Like, is that? Who's
she's
doing
right
that?
On Ken's head.
I thought y'all were doing that. I'm like, that's
she's
weird.
Right on she's doing that on purpose because you ain't getting no snacks.
Yo, facts. She looked at me like, nah, B, we're not even ever going to be friends.
Ugh.
She gets pissed if you don't give her what she wants. Typical woman.
That's too bad.
Yeah, facts. Facts.
It's going to be a long-lived life of being pissed off.
Yeah, I mean, nah, not really, bro.
Can't always get what you want.
Yeah, she can. I'll give her whatever she wants.
You didn't give her no snacks just now.
Yeah. She literally just had like seven fucking things before.
Yeah, but she was asking for it now and you didn't give
more.
It to her.
Didn't give her more snacks. She already had a bunch. She's just a bully, dog. I'm tired of her stuff.
Why are you wearing the same friend hat? Are you happy with the draft?
So far, so good. Mm-hmm. You know what it is, man? We haven't had a first-round pick in 3 years, so now that we finally have had one, it's like, all right, hey, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, how do you feel?
We don't have to wait till the second day. It's nice.
Who'd they pick up? I don't even know.
They picked up a receiver from Florida.
Receiver from Florida, right? Yeah, I'd like to see that.
He absolutely scorched Florida State a couple years ago, so I'm very familiar with Pearsall.
Solid,
you know
solid
who,
pickup.
The Giants didn't pick up?
Yeah. Who?
A quarterback.
Yeah,
I saw all the rage about that too. Everybody was like, "How the fuck they don't get a quarterback?"
Six quarterbacks go in the first 12.
Yeah, they
picks.
Didn't expect that, man. They didn't expect that.
Oh, it was like a fantasy draft, basically. Though, when that first person picks a QB and everybody loses their mind, they're like, "Oh shit,
I better get one too."
So everybody was picking running backs for a start, and the next thing you know, it's like, "Oh shit."
Yeah, they always say don't draft the QB round one, but then that first person
that one
gets
person
Mahomes,
does it and they ruin it.
And then
it.
It's a wrap. Yeah, it's a wrap. It's all
now everyone's chasing. Yeah, trying to get that good one.
Gone. Crazy. Yeah, but the Giants, man, they can't figure it out. No, it isn't even their fault. they weren't able to move up because everybody that was there wanted to be there and draft the quarterbacks, apparently. Even the Falcons were the most confusing.
Oh, because they drafted a quarterback.
They drafted a quarterback after paying Kirk Cousins all
mad money, right?
Dumb money.
That don't make any sense.
Yeah.
Dumb money.
Like, you just
I don't know. So somebody was in a group, not our group chat, a different group chat, saying it was a pretty solid move.
Oh, I like the quarterback.
Yeah, but you need Cousins, seasoned
backup.
And then you got somebody who's going to take over the franchise right into bench learning.
Yeah, but at
kind of like Green Bay's pattern.
You don't want but at eight, from Kirk
Cousins. You're paying probably around like $70 million for that one for position that tutor. Right now.
For the tutor.
For the two guys. For both of them combined, you're paying about $70 million, and that's like a third of your payroll. Like, ugh.
Guess we'll see when the season starts, right?
You still have to sign 51 other players with the other $140 million or whatever it is.
The Oakland A's of
that's
football.
Crazy. That don't make sense, man. I don't know. You get a lineman, you get him a receiver, you get Kirk Cousins some weapons around him to help. You know what I mean? I don't get it. Although they do have Bijan, and they do have oh my God, the tight end. His name.
You draft anybody for your team?
Lost. What do you mean?
For your kids?
Oh, we don't do draft, Fred. First of all,
come on, Willie White.
Yo,
got to recruit, my guy.
I got questions, so you got to start
recruiting when they're eight.
So let me explain how we recruit. I send my boy, or he just goes. My boy Eric, he goes to Walmart, and the biggest kids he sees, he's like, "How old is they? How old are you?
Want to play for a football
team? Let me introduce me to your mom and dad. I need to talk to them."
Yeah,
he just finds the biggest kids possible, and yeah, we've made some additions so far this year.
Oh, so you're already recruiting?
Recruiting. I'm about to have to close out my roster.
You see? Talking all that crap.
We're almost done. We're trying to get back to Florida, and this time we're starting early. We're gonna start doing things for fundraising now.
Oh, so you're saying no podcast very soon?
No. What do you mean? I'm already.
That's what it sounded like.
That's what it sounded like, right? Yeah. We're starting early.
Like, we're going on hiatus.
So guess what?
No. Well, we're
from 5 months to eight now.
Nah. But fundraising, we're going to try to start doing fundraising.
Yeah, don't text me this year. I'm not fucking sending these kids shit.
The hope and dream.
Sent them
is
all that,
that
money last year and they didn't win nothing. Scrubs.
Oh my God.
Nothing to show for your effort.
Facts.
No, don't say nothing to show. I got a fucking Super Bowl plaque from Florida.
For what? Oh, that's right. But you already know how I feel about that.
Well, how about what does Freddie get?
Fourth place. You want a fourth place? You can take fourth place back home.
You already know how I feel about that one.
We were the fourth best team in the country last year. That got to count for something.
Why? It wasn't one. That's Jeter.
What, 48 states?
No, all 50.
All 50? But Alaska got
to. Alaska and Hawaii, they never get to make it to the regionals. They don't. Yeah,
they can't afford the flights over.
No, they all, like, so it's all regionals.
I was going to say, Polynesian players.
Alaska would have to play, like, Washington, California, those teams. And then Hawaii would have to play against, like, the Texas. They're considered, like,
West,
South, Southwest. But they'll play against, like, Nevada's. Texas.
So basically,
the teams.
It's basically not feasible.
This is what always happens. This is what always happens.
So it's
Texas gets a team in. Florida gets a team in. Then someone between either like Detroit or like Chicago, one of those teams. And then you get someone.
Those are two different states.
No, that's what I'm saying. They usually rep.
And states.
Yeah, they usually rep from those areas. And then you get a few randoms. So, like, this year, we were kind of a random. We were kind of a random, yeah, to be honest. Because usually from the New England area, like Providence or Boston or somebody like that will represent New England. And we were able to, you know, solidify a spot.
So you're saying your team started the whole Connecticut run this
No,
year?
Not at all. Not at all. People have been
you're
down there.
You're the reason UConn won?
People have been down there. Other Connecticut teams have been down there. We had... I think four CT teams down there this year, or five. Yeah, so we were well represented. And it's dope, too, when you go out there. You know, a lot of those teams end up showing up and showing support for your games, too, because they want to go see and support Connecticut as well. Yeah. So, yeah, it's dope, man. It's dope. We have one team that made it in the actual, like, their age group Super Bowl, West Haven, but they ended up losing to a team from Ohio. No, that team is disgusting.
So then why'd they lose?
That team from Ohio is was really good. It was a great game, kids, too, bro. Man. They're kids. Yeah, I think they're 12U.
FTK, bro. FTK.
Yeah, no, but that team is really, really good, man. They blow out every team in this region. But, you know, you get out there in Florida and everybody's just as good as you, if not a little bit better. So it's tough competition, but it's dope.
Who the hell is their coach? Nick Saban?
Might as well be.
Did I say his name right?
Nick Saban, yeah. No,
yeah, shout out to me.
Saban. Yo, just to go back to, because we're talking about football, just to go back to the draft, I think it's really dope seeing Bill Belichick on, like, ESPN talking with the dudes.
I didn't see it. I didn't watch any of it.
Bill was up there saying who we were going to pick.
Yeah,
he explained why, and then the pick comes up, and that's who we pick. We got Pearsall. He's like, they're like, oh, so who do you think the Niners are going to take, Bill? He's like, oh, Pearsall.
Where's he coaching this year?
He's not.
That's what I'm, but you don't think somebody's going to pick him up?
No. Nah, he's not going to take a DC job or something like that. He's not a head coach. He's not doing it.
Yeah.
But it was really dope seeing that because he legit called it, and they're like, why do you think? He's like, Kyle Shanahan offense, you got to be able to block. You got to be able to catch. You got to be able to run. Pearsall does all of those things. He blocks. He catches the ball over the middle. He could play slot. He could play punt return, kick return. He could play wide because he's fast enough. And then they're like, everybody stops, and they're all looking at him. They're like, the pick is Pearsall. Mm-mm. And he's like,
that's what I do. That's what I do.
I just, he fits.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
smart. It's dope seeing, like, the mind of someone so great and how they operate. Yeah, that's pretty fire. I think that they should do something like that with Nick Saban for college football this year.
Okay.
That would be dope, man, to see.
Did he retire?
Nick start breaking. He retired from coaching. Mm-hmm. But it would be dope to see him start breaking down some of the games, bro. That would be fire for me. Like, or put him on College Game Day if he isn't already. He might have already did that. I don't know. I'm not too privy because I hate Bama. But I'm not a big Bama fan at all. But, yeah, that would be fire. Would be dope to see. But, yes, draft is still going. We're in the second and third rounds, day two rounds today. And I think tomorrow it's 4, 5, 6, 7 or something like that. They do 2 today and then the rest all tomorrow. Speed rounds tomorrow.
Okay.
So, fire. You don't follow college football, right?
No, not really.
Yes, yeah, so you don't really have. Yeah. Do you have a preference of what type of player or the position you would want to see the 49ers draft where you think we're kind of weak at? Yo, those been going for a while, dog. What is it? Anything that you think the Niners lack at a little bit?
You know he's not that type of a sports fan.
Nah, he is.
No.
He knows
that
he
part.
Knows the roster.
Are we getting rid of Ayuk? No, right?
I don't think so. I think this Pearsall
we picked up the receiver.
Yeah, I think this Pearsall pick was to solidify the wide receiver room.
We're locked in on backs.
If anything, I would see us getting rid of Debo before we got rid of Ayuk.
You think so?
Yeah. Ayuk is the player that gets open no matter what, no matter what the coverage is.
Yep.
And Debo is more of that player like gadgety, you know what I mean? You can hand him the ball. You can do different things with him. But we can do that same stuff with CMC. So I don't think Debo is as important to the 49ers offense as he once was.
Oof. That's a bold statement.
Just my opinion.
That's a bold statement.
Just my opinion.
Who has more yards after the receive than him?
Than Debo?
Yeah.
I don't know. He was definitely one of the yak guys again this year. Yeah. There's some players available that we could take that would be dope.
I don't know who we would what position we would need. Defense? No.
Yeah, I would love to see the Niners.
Maybe another defensive player.
I would love to see like a DB.
Yeah, because I think the offense is locked.
Yeah, I would love to see a corner. I'd love to see a safety. Yeah. Maybe a linebacker. But offensively, maybe just like O-line. And I wouldn't mind another tight end.
Yeah.
Somebody that could, you know, if Kittle's tired or hurt or something, we got a good option. I wouldn't mind those type of players.
Backup QB.
Backup QB is always a good look.
Yeah.
I'm with you. That works. Yeah. That's all I got, man. Great show.
Yeah.
We're going to get up.
Yo, did you see the fucking, I just watched it today. Literally,
24 minutes.
TLC.
TLC?
They had that documentary.
Which one?
It's on Netflix now. TLC's documentary.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just watched it earlier today.
What's it about?
Pretty solid.
It's about TLC.
It's about TLC.
Like the girl, the group.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Solid.
But like what, though?
You thought we were talking about Tender Loving Camp?
No, but I mean, like, what is it about? Like obviously, it's about the group, but like,
T-Boss like, done up, been through some shit. Yeah, 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 it was their whole start. How it wasn't chilly at first. It was a different chick.
There you go. Now you're explaining
it. Their problems with pebbles.
Okay.
All that crap, yo. It's pretty solid, man.
Dope.
Fucking T-Boss been through some shit, man. Like, her health.
Oh, really? Yeah,
she got sickle cell. Yeah, she got sickle cell.
She has a deep voice.
She had a tumor in her brain.
What? Since?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Damn. And a lot of shit she would do before her shows, like hydration. They would. She would be like, "Yo, I'd be like looking swollen from all the fluids."
Yeah.
Because she'd be on the IVs and shit before her shows because of her diseases. Mm. Yo, that girl been through so much shit, bro. It's crazy.
That's why
solid though.
That's why she wasn't a big dancer. She was using some sort of pain or some
sort. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was bugged out. Ugh. Left eye was crazy.
Left eye.
Oh, ask Andre Rison.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, there was a whole section on that one.
Dranos, Dranos, Dranos.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, she had some wild stuff going on, man. Oof. Ugh. Yeah. What other good shows are on right now, Netflix?
I couldn't tell you.
Did you finish watching
Fallout?
Fallout?
No. First two episodes. I haven't got back into it yet.
You didn't like that? Didn't like?
It started dope. Then the second episode was like, I'm pretty sure if I put it back on,
you just move past and watch the next one.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I went back again, and I watched it a second time, and it's really good.
Do you do that
did
normally?
Did you play the game? No, not usually.
Do that.
Yeah.
No, I've never played the game.
Oh, that's why you're probably like, what the heck is this?
Yeah, it was a little weird.
Yeah. But. You play the game.
It's pretty it's pretty accurate.
Yeah,
it's super accurate.
Yeah,
and the people that they picked are like really like matching.
Yeah, I don't like how homeboy looks like Red Skull though.
Yo, he looks like Mad People, the black dude.
No. The main dude with the nose and shit.
Ghoul. Yeah. Ghoul. You're talking about Ghoul.
Yeah, he looks like Red Skull.
Well, there's not so much you could do with a skull.
That's true.
Right. Right. No. And
once you take someone's nose off, it's pretty much a wrap, dude.
Yeah, and they all kind of look the same.
Ask
in the
Michael.
Game.
No.
Like when you look at the game, they all kind of have that because they just start missing the nose. And yeah, man. My daughter is just trying to make a. It's right over Ken. It's right over Ken.
Known right now.
It's right over Ken. I'm gonna tell my wife that she needs to stop that because it's pretty crazy. Hold on, watch this. Now it's gone, right?
Yeah.
Because I muted Ken's mic.
Oh.
Sorry, Ken. I got you back. Just give me a moment to establish that. Fred, talk about something great.
I don't got nothing great.
Come on, man. What do you mean?
You fucking muted me.
I literally just said that.
But then you said, you're all, I put it back.
No, I didn't say I put it back. What are you talking about?
How the fuck would
I said, know? Fred, what do you got?
That shit.
I said, I'll put it back. I will put it back after I touch my.
It's not making that different.
What do y'all think about that TikTok dude, the CEO, talking shit about our band and everything?
Who gives a fuck?
What do you mean? Yeah.
So people are going to have to get real jobs?
Yeah, facts.
So like you're not gonna be
TikTok famous anymore.
You're not gonna be able to entertain me with your slow choppy Tai Chi dances.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, fuck out of here.
No, but he was like saying how like you Americans shouldn't stand for this and all that crap.
I'm also not standing for having all my goddamn personal data being
over there. Exactly. Because if you're worried that much about it, then sell it to us.
Sell it.
You know what I mean? And let us do it the way we want to do it.
Well, you know they have an American version and a Chinese version of it.
Yep.
It's two separate versions in which exist.
And theirs is more educational, is it not?
Yeah, theirs is super educational. Yeah. Well, at a certain age,
everything
you can't,
they have is like not meant to be. It's
not
based
to dumb it down.
It was based on building your social credit score.
Mm.
So over there, they have social credit scores and all this other stuff where like the way you interact with people, like pretty much on some Black Mirror shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
I got to get into that show. I haven't watched that yet.
What?
Is it fire?
So Black Mirror is heavy. Like, if you like that show with the hole, you'll like this one.
Okay. Show with the hole?
Yeah. Outer Range. Yeah, it was dope. Yeah. I watched Outer Range.
Yeah, I watched that one twice. That's all I was asking you, if you normally do that twice. Like, watch it, rewatch it.
Yeah.
I don't normally have to.
Yeah.
I normally get, like, all the things that you're supposed to catch the first time around.
Yeah.
Because I wanted the job of a continuity director at one point.
Ah.
So, yeah.
Now you're here.
Welcome to the jungle.
Thanks, Ken. I don't know.
I watched Fallout. Fallout was enjoyable.
Fallout was so good, man.
I like that.
Damn.
What else?
It was so good. And stuff is in that spot on usually, so I appreciate it. What was that, Ken?
You watched The Three Body Problem?
Three Body? No.
What is it called?
Three Body Problem. It's a show on Netflix. It's about a planet that essentially has three suns. And so within its orbits around the suns, it gets jostled around and like tossed back and forth because it goes between three different suns. And somewhere in the middle is where the gravity of the planet completely resets.
The fuck?
And entire civilizations have to be rebuilt.
How high do you have to watch that shit?
So it's not, well, that's just part of it. So the aliens from the other planet are on their way to us. So because, and they're sending all this like, AI like VR goggles to, like for us to try to solve their problem that they have going on over there, but also so like our smart people understand why they're coming over here. So
but what's it called?
The Three Body Problem.
That's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Three Body Problem.
Three Body Problem. Okay. Now within that too, a lot of people are getting deaded and whatever else because like
is it AI based?
The show?
Yeah.
No.
Like, as far as, like, you said something about AI in there.
No, aliens.
Oh.
Aliens. Oh. But there's a virtual reality goggles, like, that come into play that because the aliens want you to play this game.
Okay.
So, like, you just show up at your house and the shit's chilling there on your damn, like, coffee table.
The fuck?
Yeah, like, rich people with good security. Like, what? So, yeah, this basically, and then, so at some point, there's these motherfuckers have been talking to the aliens for, like, 50 years, right? But somewhere in the process of that, they fuck up.
You think aliens are real?
Yes.
I mean, it's too weird not to think that aliens are
real. Yeah, I agree.
Like, just to think that we are the only things out there that contemplate whether or not that there's fucking aliens stupid.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, that makes no sense to me. No.
But you want to know what
also,
I think is...
You see some of the shit that's in the ocean, bro?
You want to know what I think is really fucking stupid? That we send signals out into space telling them exactly where the fuck we are and our technology, what we have going on, yada, yada, yada. Like, that's
giving them the play-by-play.
Yo, oh, my God. I understand that they did this, like, a certain point in time. I don't know if they're still doing it today. But, yo, that's got to be the worst, like, playbook strategy I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, like, yo, come over here. Here we are.
Like, what are you thinking?
Bruh.
Like, so when they show up here and they're like, oh, you guys got bullets still? We've been traveling for 200 years, bitch. 200. Yo, y'all still on bullets? We thought you'd be shooting lasers.
Imagine that shit, dude. Imagine that shit. One day it's just boom. This shit come down here. Bruh.
I'm waiting for the day when they tell us they've been here.
That's like, the shit, right? Like, I feel like they've been here.
That War of the Worlds where they pop up from underground. You're like, damn it.
Yep.
Yeah, because they've been here like all the time.
The ships were already here, and then they were riding the lightning into the ground.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's a pretty dope movie. The concept of it.
The riding the lightning theory was crazy.
Yeah, it was you didn't like it?
I mean, I just thought that was wild.
Yeah, it was dope. I thought it was dope.
Like, that's how you got zapped into your damn ship.
Yeah.
You rode lightning through the ground into, like, a metal ship. Like, y'all, okay, you tell the
story. They shot that ending scene here in Naugatuck, right?
I believe.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I believe so. The old factory that
they
was
used,
over there?
What was it? Dreschers in The Departed.
Did they really?
Yeah.
What scene? Hold on.
I don't know. One of the scenes in the damn restaurant, bro.
Ain't no way.
Probably when this guy asked for cranberry juice.
One of them. I don't know.
Really?
I don't remember The Departed that well anymore.
No shit. That's a great movie.
It's like 20 years ago when you think about it.
It's a long time ago. It's a solid movie, though. What did I just see? Leonardo DiCaprio's playing. Oh, man, it's going to make me mad if I don't remember.
You'll be all right. You can look it up. We're not that podcast. You can look it up.
No, no, facts, but just my brain. Fuck. I want to find it before I Google it, please. Shit. Please hold peoples.
I heard about him playing a new role, and I can't think about it save my life right now either.
Yeah. Leonardo DiCaprio. Let me see here.
What's another?
Frank Sinatra.
Okay. That thing sounds. You know what? Okay.
Scorsese film.
Yep. Well, duh.
Duh. Yeah, facts.
Who else is going to make
that movie? Facts.
Christopher Nolan makes a movie about Frank Sinatra. He'll come back 3 years later. He's like, I got the footage to make it better, I swear.
He's like, I just didn't have the time to
Yeah, I feel like that'll be a fucking solid flick.
The Frankie one?
Yeah. De Niro was the man, bro.
I think Scorsese also has too much time on his hands sometimes.
Mm.
Oh, documentaries. Y'all been getting any of those?
The first one I watched was the TLC joint today. Okay. That was it.
Yo, so there's the one, The Program. Did I tell you guys about that?
No. Program?
The Program.
The football movie?
No. So it's about these schools that are throughout the United States that were being run by this like weirdo program, where it's like these behavioral schools that would like pretty much abduct your child from your house for you and like sit there and be some weird disciplinary program and shit.
The hell?
Yeah. So, and like some of these places got shut down and whatever else, like, but it's like this girl's story and like her.
So this is like true shit.
People. Oh, true life. And so in the long run, like some of the, like they go back to the place that's in upstate New York that got closed down because that's where they were. But like after it got closed down,
the X-Men were there.
Some of them got shut down and sent to other places. So like, and now the crazy part is like I know a person who went to one of these schools.
Oh shit.
Yeah. So like I'm sitting there watching. I'm like, yo, this is like hit, like, it's like I feel like I know this place.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I've heard
had a conversation about this.
I was like, I've heard about this 100%. And then next thing you know, like I go and I, like my friend, she puts up the post on like line, like, yo, this thing is crazy. Like this is validating, yada, yada, yada. Like all good stuff. Like, cause a lot of people never thought that like these folks were ever telling the truth.
Mm.
And so once you get a consortium of people together and they're all telling the same story, it's like, oh, well.
Oh, so this happened.
Are they all lying?
Yeah, I was going to say, so this happened.
Wait, you get a who?
Huh?
We said a consortium.
Consortium.
Okay.
You don't know that word?
Is that like a group?
Yeah.
You didn't know that word?
Never heard.
No, really? No, I didn't know it either.
Use your context clues.
But I was just going to say, given the conversation, I'm assuming that's what it meant.
I said, is that a group?
Nah, you had it. You should just let that rock.
Yeah. Hey, no. I didn't want to. No, I like to learn new things.
You did.
But I didn't hear the love. No, but the pronunciation I wanted to get right.
Oh, consortium?
Consortium.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm there.
Rock with it.
I'm pulling that shit out of nowhere.
Yeah, there's that one. I watched the one Killers.
Trying to hang on to consortium tonight?
we'll see. We'll see.
I have a consortium of people at my house.
There's the one about Killer Sally. Oh, Killer Sally was a bodybuilder chick that shot her husband.
Oh shit!
Oh, yes. I did see that one.
Yo,
yeah, because that's been on Netflix for a while, right?
Yeah.
So
like, it's kind of funny because she's like, "Yeah, self defense," but like, their second shot was like standing over top of him, blowing his face off.
Yep. Yeah,
like,
it's wild.
She's like, but it was self-defense. It's like, yo, he was already down. He wasn't getting back up from the shot to the chest.
Yeah, but just in case he did.
Oh, she was like, yes. She was like, let's make sure.
Yeah,
and
right.
Yeah, so that one ended that way.
Yo, people Jesus are out here Christ. Really killing their significant others, bro.
Why?
That shit is bugged out to me.
Just leave.
Over dick and over coochie.
Just leave.
Well, she was being abused. Oh, like
listen, I get it, man. You're getting fucked up. Kill that motherfucker.
No, just leave. That makes sense.
Sometimes
there too.
It's a lot sometimes harder to do that than you absolutely think.
Yeah.
Right.
100% harder than
in the
you
moment,
would
right? In the moment,
think.
In the moment, you got to defend yourself. I get that. But if you have been able to get beat up multiple times and you didn't leave none of those times and like stay away,
yeah.
So she hit him with a sawed off shotgun hand on the pump.
Right, because that's the eventual
sipping
solution,
on the phone.
Right?
Puffing on a blunt.
Might as well have been because she's in jail still.
Like, you see, B-Real's dropping an album with this cat, Psycho Less.
Interesting. Who?
Yeah, Beat Nuts.
Is that like a Beat Hill?
It's Cypress called. Nuts? It's no, it's called Psych. Oh shit! I just hold on. Yeah, go ahead. Continue.
Cypress Nuts, you said?
Nah.
Hold on. Beat Hills.
I got it here somewhere.
That's pretty fire. Speaking of music.
Speaking of music. Go ahead, do that. Go ahead.
We had that conversation earlier, which is pretty great.
Of?
Tupac's estate threatens
Drake
over late rapper's AI-generated voice on tailor-made freestyle.
Here's the worst part.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Tupac's family don't own his estate.
That's crazy.
Wild.
Tupac don't barely ain't got no family left.
Well, even if, man.
Doesn't he have a daughter?
No.
Nah.
I don't think he has any children.
No children. I thought he did.
No offspring. They say he raped a lot of women, but no.
Jesus Christ.
No, I'm just saying. They say. I'm not trying to, you know, hey. I'm not out here putting that on him. He did what he did for the charges. He got off.
Real cycle. Yo. That's what it's called.
Oh, that sounds crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm here for it.
So be real and cycle less. Real cycle.
Okay.
Yep. But how do y'all feel about someone using a dead person in AI and a live person in AI for a diss track?
AI generated, obviously?
Yeah, the live person, just get them on there. If you can't get Uncle Snoop on there, don't put them up there.
Then don't put them on.
Right. Okay. That's an actual fact, though, for me, I think...
Corny. He wrote the lyrics.
You think it's corny?
Corny.
So for me, I took it like this.
You had a great... thing about it. Yeah.
And I've seen that point made now since I said that.
Yeah.
I've seen people saying, y'all motherfuckers stole my shit. But I will say, and this, we had this conversation literally moments after the shit dropped, right?
Yep.
That I thought it was pretty clever of Drake because people consider him a ghostwriter.
Yeah.
Right?
So he pulled the 8 Mile.
So what do you do if someone considers you a ghostwriter? You ghost write for a poltergeist.
For a ghost.
You write for a ghost.
Is that what the idea behind that was?
That's where my brain went.
Well, it went over my head.
I like the idea of that.
That's where my brain went. It's like y'all say I use ghostwriters. Well, I'm ghostwriting for a ghost.
Yeah.
Now what?
I was just thinking corn.
So you didn't like it at all?
Nah.
I thought it was a dope track.
I thought it was a dope track, too.
They already took it down.
Of course. Once you start claiming that you're going to sue people, that's gone.
Yep.
It's slow for that. Now you'll just be able to find it on, you know, leaked YouTube links.
Yeah. Corny.
Unless they do cease and desist.
They already have. Dumb.
But Drake had to take it down. I don't mean the people that pirated it did.
Oh, but pirating is a much harder thing to keep going. Like, they'll let the sites do that.
Word. And that's what's going to happen.
And the sites will figure it out.
I'm sure we can pull that up right now on YouTube and listen to it. If we want to.
Who else is dropping?
Who's dropping new music? Like Taylor Swift, apparently.
Really?
Listen.
Didn't she just drop or she's dropping?
Supposedly.
It's coming out opening day of the NFL?
Well, probably.
So the wild part is, right, is what she, everyone's saying it's a surprise album. She announced it at the Grammys. Mm-hmm. She announced that she was dropping this album by name at the Grammys. So if you weren't expecting it, it's kind of weird.
Mm.
That is weird.
You know, she already said it's happening.
Right.
So within the everyone, it's a surprise album. No, the only one who's out here dropping surprise albums, and I really hate to say this, is Beyonce. She be dropping them damn things, throwing them up on like
Nasty Nas.
That was like you heard about it like 10 o'clock on Thursday.
Yeah,
and
it
was coming out at midnight. You're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
This is a lie.
So good.
And it popped.
Yo.
And it popped.
But
here's my thing. Was it a whole joint?
No.
It was only that one song, right?
But I think they may be working on something.
Yeah, they're working on something.
They left that open.
Yeah.
But we do have a friend of the show.
What does that mean?
Who just dropped the song.
Oh, okay.
Who's that?
And it's pretty fire. DJ Simi.
Oh, that's right.
Just dropped a new song with Conway the Machine and Royce the 5'9".
Oh, God.
Did you hear it?
No, I haven't heard of it.
Let's listen, man.
I just talked to Simi yesterday.
We're going to critique this, so you may hear it go in and out. And we're going to listen to it live on the air. What you think, guys? That's cool with y'all?
Let's do it.
I mean,
let's do it, man.
Is he okay with it?
He don't have no choice. We're going to critique it right now. YouTube can't say nothing because we are using this for promotional use. And, man, they flag us. We will...
they'll take it out.
We'll be able to
they'll mute
tell
it.
Them kick rocks. No, you can do a reaction video of people's
songs.
Yeah.
As long as we're talking about it.
That's what we're doing.
That's
what we're doing.
You going to play a little bit?
I got you. This is, again, DJ Simi, produced Conway the Machine and Royce 5'9". Song is called Juggernauts. Make sure y'all pick that up.
Simi making moves. Perfect.
Beat is hard already. The beat's hard already. I love it. I've already heard the song.
Oh, you already got it plugged into the thing already. Oh, okay.
No. It's Bluetooth.
Look,
yeah, Conway.
Perfect,
I never cared about. I did two shows for 100. That's a fair amount. Made block from Jenny the Water. You know my.
Hold on. Conway just dissed me.
He might have.
Let's bring that back. Hold on. Let's bring that back.
Maybe you should do an AI diss track, man.
Yeah. But you gotta have it be like somebody in like your Zelda.
The fame in the cloud I never cared about. I did 2 shows for 100. That's a fair amount. Maybach from Jenny the Water. You know my whereabouts. Yeah. The ones responsible for all those bodies y'all been hearing about. Woof. Side trap and a heroin house and made more weekly than a doctor made yearly out of
that be hard, man.
Yeah, that's fire.
I'm rocking the
that be hard
factory. Mike personally sending packs to me.
I'm good to see Semi in the bag right now.
Still copying waves.
It's great to see it, right?
Yeah, yeah. Niggas
never rock it the same. Boy thought he was gangster until he got shot in his braids. Yep. You know we crashing out if ever you hop out of your lane.
Semi's trying to get me back in the lab.
What you gonna start spitting?
No. Rock a lot of chains. Trying to sell me one of his controllers.
Conway, y'all know the name.
Y'all know the name. Tough mixes. Yeah. Scratches. Y'all know the name.
Yeah. Y'all know the name. Send me on his premiere shit.
Yeah, bro. He's one of the better DJs that does that.
Yeah,
by
facts.
Far.
Oh, yeah.
He's top tier with that.
He's in his pocket right now.
Yep. He's top tier with that, man, for sure.
Comfortable.
Royce on the next.
I'm popping bottles while at the Oscars, watching opera out the binoculars. I got models, confidence dropping like I'm the octaves.
Royce so nasty.
Ones, I got hot ones, I got options.
Look at Fred's face.
White ones, quadrants, I got octrants.
I got you, Fred.
Chopping, tires stopping, right?
I got you, Fred. I'm bringing it back for you.
Yes, please.
That Fred's face just turned up.
I'm popping bottles while at the Oscars, watching opera out the binoculars. I got models, confidence dropping like I'm the octaves. Old ones, I got hot ones, I got options. Black mulatto, white ones, quadrants, I got octrants. The wires chopping, tires stopping, right as I spin. I'm dropping these philosophies that y'all should try adopting. The ride is topless, it's fiber optic. The driver toxic, the one who you thought was your wifey, you admire hopping. And we out.
Royce is nice, man. Talk to me, Fred.
Makes me happy, man.
Yeah.
Shit like that makes me happy.
Yeah, that's such a hard track right
there, man.
Yep. Big shout out DJ Semi, out now, Juggernauts. Featuring Conway the Machine.
Download that shit.
Royce 5'9".
Run them numbers up.
Yep. Run the numbers up. If not, you know, playlist it. Throw it on your playlist.
We're going to have Semi back in, too.
We're
talk about this whole joint.
We're going to talk about the last two because he had the Magic joint, too.
That's yep. I'm still waiting for that vinyl. I told him yesterday. I said, yo, bro, hurry up.
Order?
Oh, yeah. That's going on my wall when I get it.
Dope.
I had to get it, bro. It's an orange vinyl.
Ooh.
You didn't see it?
He discussed this already, I think.
Yeah, you know, it's an orange vinyl, bro. It's fire.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's dope.
I can't wait till that comes in.
Yeah, that's dope. Damn, that song is fire.
Yeah, that's a dope track.
I'm very proud of my boy, man.
Facts.
He does great work. He deserves any and
Semi,
all the accolades.
Told you. Wait till June. If it's in June, it's meant to be. Here, he knows what I'm talking about.
Okay. June it is.
Yeah.
Don't even ask Ken. I don't want to know.
No, I told you. He's trying to sell me his controller. He wants to get me fucking DJing again.
Yo, Fred DJs? Game over.
He literally said, he goes, when he put the shit on Facebook, he's, and Adrian tagged me in it, he goes, he would be a prime candidate for this thing. He goes, and he'd be one of the best DJs out here.
Dog, if Fred DJed.
Y'all motherfuckers is lucky I don't sign up.
Damn. Yo, the Rams are taking
off. As long as you don't talk over the damn tracks all the time, it'd be nice.
Nah, I ain't Funk Flex.
I'm so annoyed, dog.
Why?
The Rams are taking all my freaking Florida State players.
Oh, you're watching the draft right now?
No, I'm just, it pops up because I'm a Florida State fan, so it tells me each time. Bro, they drafted Jared Verse yesterday, and now today, Braden Fisk.
What about you? When are you putting your project out?
Which one?
Don't you have, oh, look at this guy. Excuse me. Oh, what, you got a couple?
I have two, actually. And I'm
see, oh, yeah, because you got one. Singing one, and then.
Rapping one,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you got for a timetable here?
I don't know if I necessarily got one.
Which one are you doing first?
Singing.
I don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah. I'm going to do singing one first, and then we'll figure out the rest. But.
Is the other one with Homeboy on it? That we went to go see?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's not on that project, though. No.
Oh, sorry. No? You're just dropping that? Just dropping that for ha-has?
No, that's going to be on the second project.
Okay.
But I'm going to drop it way before the project.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I may be working on a couple more features. Just like, you wait.
Legit features? Like legit features?
You know, some of the similar guys like Simi has on his project.
Really? All right, don't fucking send me no Cash App shit. I ain't sending you shit this time.
I understand.
I just got a pool, y'all. I'm broke.
Just know that when everything comes out, those that have looked out will be at the front of the line for everything.
That's all
I'm going to say about that.
I just want to sit in the front at the show. You should do a show at that spot, man.
Yo, that spot is beautiful.
It's very nice. I like it there.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing a little listening
party there.
Would be a good idea, Fred.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. And do the same thing this cat did.
Nah, I'm bringing a band.
Nice.
Ooh, look at his face lit up. Like,
nah, you know me. I love live bands, bro.
Yeah, I definitely
about it.
I definitely do live band. I definitely ensure that there were a few really fire acts that were on that bill with me.
Yep.
And yeah, we'd tear that freaking spot down.
Yeah, that'd be dope. Very intimate there. I like it.
It is, and it's a beautiful, you know, feeling, like you said, the intimacy.
Yeah, it's dope.
The place is dope. Yeah. And
everybody feels involved.
Right. And then, you know, after you come and you mingle, chill.
Yeah, that's dope.
Chop it up and you all go home.
Yeah, we should set that up.
That's a great idea, man. Yeah. I agree. I'm with you.
Are you almost done?
Yeah.
Okay.
I need to do one more song for the R&B. Mac? For the R&B.
I know the folks that run it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we met them as well.
Yep.
And, one more song for the R&B one and I'm done.
How many tracks?
Gonna be an EP.
Okay, so like seven.
I have 10 done.
Okay,
three of them I don't think are gonna make it.
Yeah.
One I'm on the fence with, so I want to create one more and then pick like the best six,
like
maybe
a solid
seven.
Six or seven tracks.
Yeah.
Dope.
Yep. But it all has to make sense because it's a story.
Hey, if I get that controller from Semi, I'll be your DJ that night,
bro. What do you mean that night? You'd be my DJ going forward. You know what I mean? Like. What do you mean? We'd be in here practicing and shit. We'd be in here practicing.
It's been a long time since I touched some tables.
We could open up the curtain and set up a little space for Fred to DJ on live.
Oh,
on
I was already plotting my spot in my place, and I'm like, oh, I could put it right here. And it's like, yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Is it hot, expensive? I donate.
No, he's for what he's trying to sell me, he's giving me a fucking great deal.
I'd donate for that, just for the record. So if you did decide, just let me know. I put in for that.
We'll see.
Yeah, for sure. One more 90s party. Let's go.
Yeah, June 15th, baby. We already locked in for that one.
Yeah, one more 90s party, and it's up.
Yeah.
And it's up. Yo, I've been actually, like, getting a lot of people hitting me up about recording lately, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, trying to studio time?
Yeah, man, and I really wasn't trying to do it heavy like that.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to cut myself off around like three people a week.
Extra money, dog.
But I'm definitely at like three people a week right now.
And they're paying you, right? I would hope.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. I mean, quality wise, like you can't beat what you're getting.
Yeah.
And no, price wise, you're not.
You got
a
solid studio down here.
Price wise, you're not going to beat what you're paying. You know what I mean? So it's
top notch shit in here, bro.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we don't do no Mickey Mouse stuff over here.
Nah, not at all. Not at all. I mean, shit. You know, they should know by now that, you know, the quality of what we're giving them, even with our pod, they should know what time it is.
Oh, talk that shit.
I'm just saying. No, because when we started, we had some cheapo stuff and and the sound was terrible. And, you know, I spent a lot of time mixing. And
it's hard to get good sound when you got 30 people, though.
30. Yeah, literally. No, what was there? Seven? Seven of us?
That first day was like seven or eight of us.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Two people on a mic, people yelling in the background.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was a lot going on. Yeah. We're so much more structured and actually like professional now.
Nah, I wouldn't say all that.
We're professional.
Professional's a stretch.
Nah, yeah, we're professional. As far as like being able to interview and talk and have the conversations, you don't think so?
You're really well. You do a really good job at that.
You do a really...
I'll say we got a podcast.
I was told that I have a super radio voice.
I wouldn't say
multiple
that.
Times.
But you're definitely a great mediator.
Who told you this?
Multiple people.
People are fucking lying. They just want free studio time.
People that do radio.
So why don't you go talk on the radio?
I don't know. I was thinking about that.
Yeah, I used to think about that all the time.
You think?
Nah.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're gonna. No.
You didn't even hear what the fuck I said, Ken.
You think you can actually
cut me off once already?
Get on
fuck
and just
you.
Keep going.
I didn't cut you off, dude.
You're like, nah.
I fucking turned off the thing so you didn't hear my daughter trying to dribble a basketball on your head.
You tell me.
I mean, it would probably be easy because I mean they're basically telling you what to fucking say. I feel like.
Yeah, you just read off some blurbs here and there. Yeah. You know, you see the lineup of the songs
put
coming
your
up.
Little
you
spin on it, and then.
You know what I mean, and yeah, man. We are down here in the cellar. Big shout out. You know what I mean? That's all you gotta hit them with. Yeah. Next up, we got DJ Semi Juggernaut, man. Tune in. Thank y'all for tuning in. Boom.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't listen to you already.
No? That's not it.
Yeah, no.
That's not it. Okay.
No, you didn't sell me on that one.
No. All right, well, good thing I don't have to worry about that.
Facts.
Good thing you this wasn't an audition.
Maybe it was.
Because you just failed.
Maybe it was.
Maybe it was.
I mean, who were you sending this to?
It goes on YouTube.
I'm gonna tell Sammy to pull me on the radio one of these days.
It's not bad.
Just to see what he does. Just want to watch it.
Go up there?
Yeah, I just want to see how it all works.
We can do that, I'm sure. Yep. I could ask Buck if we can pull up one day.
Oh, look at that. You got Buck, too. This guy, yo.
Buck's the boss, man.
I know.
That's the guy. He'd be the one that would be able to let us go
he
up there.
He DJed one of our night. No, Buck did an Big Man.
And Rex.
Yep, Rex did too. Yeah, Rex did a couple. Rex did did my birthday for 457.
Yeah. Yep. I remember that. That was a great night.
Yeah.
That was a great night. Rex is my guy, man. Rex has been around for a long time. He's a good dude.
He's married to one of my boys' sister.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dope. Yeah. I didn't know that. I'm not, you know, all in the business like
that. Yeah, just even when I found out, I was like, oh, shit.
No word. Yeah. It was like one of those.
I was his boy for so long, and then I'm like, oh, really?
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's fire. Yeah, so that's all we got for today?
Yeah. Get out of here. We're forcing it.
Everybody's in here kind of like, no,
yeah, it's a
this
crummy
is
day.
Not flowing.
No. I don't like it at all.
You know what it is for me personally? It's my.
Your allergies.
My sinus, yeah. Yep. I've had a sinus infection for the last 5 days.
Sound like you got two glizzies up your nose.
I've had it for the last 5 days, and it's been a rough week for me. So I'm okay with being at about nine.
Thank you, God, for making me fat and fat alone.
Wait, what do you mean?
I have no allergies. I don't deal with none of that shit, dog. I'm just bloated.
Oh, shit.
Thank you for making me a healthy fat man.
Yeah.
Right. Y'all want to close this out before we hit an hour?
I mean, yeah. Damn, Ken.
Ken's like, fuck this, let's get out of here.
Dog, we're just rambling.
That's the whole point of a podcast. Mm-hmm.
No, we're not even rambling for anything. But like, we're talking like, yeah.
All right, well, let's get the hell out of here, man. Thank y'all. We appreciate y'all for tuning in.
Go get some rest.
You want to get some what?
Get some rest. I'm tired, man.
Rest. I thought you said breast.
No.
You would take that, too.
Yeah.
Look right at that camera and tell them what you would do to that breast. Yeah, it's time to go, man. Thank y'all for tuning in. We appreciate y'all. Be sure to like, follow, subscribe on YouTube. Also, be sure to check us out on any and all.
We'll be more energized next week, I promise.
Any and all podcast streaming apps. We are all on Deezer. We are on Google Podcast. We're on Spotify. We're on Apple Podcasts.
It's crazy how much.
Pretty much everywhere you can find
a podcast. Crazy how much alcohol makes a difference.
Why?
Because we get looser when we're drinking.
For sure. And I didn't even really barely drink too
much.
Yeah,
I'm not boozing. I got to get up early tomorrow.
We'll be more lit next week, I promise y'all. Yeah. And is your brother coming next week?
Possibly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of these days he's coming.
Well, tell him next week.
He legit reached out.
No,
like,
we're going to be outside next week. Tell him come next week.
We're going to be outside next week. What's happening next week?
I'm going to get a haircut, so I'm going to go outside. I'm like a werewolf
right now.
Hoshi,
you hear that? Next week, dog.
Yeah, tell the warden.
Yeah.
Yo, Ken, hit the button, man. We out of here.
You are tuned in to the Nutso Bunch Podcast.